Out of Cycle Update. Cryptocurrency or criminal currency? CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host. Kamala Harris reportedly has made comments in private that Bitcoin is nothing more than criminal currency. It's money for criminals. It's money that's for bad actors. I don't think anybody was surprised. Let me clarify what I just said. Anybody who was paying attention would not be surprised. Kamala is an extension of Joe Biden. The Democrats in the current administration have all been anti-crypto, as Leister at CryptoTalk.fm has repeatedly told you over the past. And there has been some chatter across various video platforms around, is Trump really pro-crypto? The answer is yes. Was he pro-crypto in the past? The answer is no. But I think there's a little bit of sway in some of the messaging around what Democrats did under the Gary Gensler approving the ETFs. Let's be clear here. Approving the ETFs, he was bullied into approving both ETFs. It's not that he wanted to do it. He was bullied into doing it. He was bullied into doing it by all the different firms, the BlackRocks and the Grayscale and the, you know, Fidelities and everybody. They bullied him into doing it. Let's just be honest. There's a difference between an acceptance, right? You say, let's move forward with this versus a reluctant, fine. And if you remember, Gensler, even after the Bitcoin ETFs, he said, this is going to be a problem. It's going to be that. He was reluctant. He doesn't want to do it. And then with the Ethereum ETFs, he was still cracking down and continues to crack down on the whole staking. So the ETFs that we got could not maximize the profit potential because he was still attacking it and even now continues to do so. So I want to make sure that we calm down this narrative that Democrats started to be embracing a cryptocurrency or that Democrats did what Trump wouldn't do or any of that bullshit, because no, the truth is the Democrats even now are anti-crypto. Gary Gensler is anti-crypto. Janet Yellen's anti-crypto. Everybody, all of them, they're all anti-crypto, despite having bags, let's be clear, but they're all anti-crypto for the regular American citizen. They don't want you to have access to the ability to generate wealth, generational wealth, because they want you to be dependent on the system. So with Kamala Harris, the hope, and people were crossing their fingers on the Democrat side that Kamala Harris would go away from what Joe Biden did, and she would actually be smarter about it and say, no, we need to actually embrace this thing. Clearly the people want it, so let's do the right thing. No, she said in private, so I'm sharing what was said in private, allegedly, that no, it's money for criminals and I'm not supporting it. She was supposed to speak at the Bitcoin conference. That is not going to happen. She openly admitted at least that much. So all you just got was the affirmation that you already knew you were going to get, which is that Democrats are anti-cryptocurrency and it's going to kill them come the election. And they don't understand that until they get spanked, because that's what's going to happen. They don't understand that the current, because even if you look at the demographics of the voters who support cryptocurrency is the key demographic that they need to garner support from, because the older generations are not going to support them. The younger generations are who want the Democrats to stay in office. The younger generation are who want the socialism. The younger generation, I just saw articles that said, Kamala went out to different places and we want abortion rights and we want all this. That's the younger generation talking about some of this stuff. They want cryptocurrency because they believe it's their freedom and it's going to somehow magically alleviate them from having to work a regular 9-to-5. So when you get the Democrats fighting all that stuff for 4 more years of just abuse and fighting it and anti-proof of work and all these things that are the antithesis of where we were going when we were running up, I'm telling you straight up, she is basically saying, I don't want to win it. Okay, look, I would respect her more if she just said, look, Biden, please do not nominate me. I don't want this shit either, man. I saw what you went through. I don't want that smoke. Pick somebody else. Pick Gavin freaking Newsom. Pick Hillary Clinton. Pick Michelle Obama. Whoever, whatever. Pick somebody else. Please don't pick me. I don't want any more of this. She got beat down over the last 4 years. Miss Border Czar didn't really do her job. She got beat down. So she doesn't want this smoke, which is why I said Donald Trump is going to eat her alive on the debate stage. She is not equipped for this because she doesn't understand that she should be doing the opposite of what Joe Biden was doing. Mike Pence was supposed to run lockstep with Donald Trump. He didn't do it. He ran and basically started fighting against Donald Trump near the end. And that was to his detriment. That was different because in that situation, he went against the voice of the voters. When you go against the voice of the voters, you're killing yourself. Donald Trump, the one thing you can say about him, he switches gears according to what his voters are telling him to do. So he understands how to keep his base happy. That's what he does. He just shifts, right? So, and people are like, no, you should just hold fast to your own stuff. If your stuff is against the voice of the American people, it's not the right answer. And that's what gets you killed come election time. And that's why we keep flip-flopping come election time. That's what got Obama killed on his second, where he almost lost to Mitt Rich freaking Romney, because people were dissatisfied with him because he was doing the wrong stuff. He was going against the voice of the American people. That got Obama killed near the end. He almost lost. It was razor freaking thin. He almost lost that business. Hillary Clinton lost against Donald Trump because Hillary Clinton was just going to be an extension of Bill Clinton. But Hillary Clinton also has sketchy stuff going on behind. People understood what that was. And Donald Trump had the right message for his voter base. And he spoke the right messaging about making America great again and blue collar jobs. He said the right stuff. Kamala Harris had one freaking job, which is, you know what? Biden was wrong about this attack on cryptocurrency. It's obvious he was wrong. I'm going to flip gears because I already know I'm coming up from behind. She's coming in with this myth that she's at an advantage. She's not at an advantage. She did get some money coming in there. It's not going to help, because if you don't get all that's coming from people who'd have voted for you any damn way. They're new donors, but they're people who held out because Joe Biden is incompetent and senile. Not anybody new. You haven't pulled anybody from Trump's side. The only way you're going to do that is cryptocurrency, because it's the last, or really the economy as a whole, because it's the last vestige. It's the last point to where you're going to sway voters. If you don't go after those people and convince them that you have the right message and that we're going to get our country back on track, I'm sorry, you're going to get absolutely creamed come the, no pun intended, come the freaking debates and come the election. That's why the tone deafness is so bizarre to me. Whoever's advising both Biden and Kamala, I don't understand. I don't get it, because it's obvious that cryptocurrency is something that people want, not just the regular Americans, but also institutionals. And yet you refuse to do the one thing that the American people are saying, we want you to support this, but also the larger economy, when people are saying the economy is in the crapper right now, and they're just completely oblivious to that, but yet they'll run full steam. I saw another article said, we want the student loan, we want the debts, we want the debts canceled, despite the fact the court just said, shut it down, we're not doing it. And Biden knew that was never going to fly, and he only did it to garner votes, and he knew it wasn't going to pass. He was trying to pull an end run against the system, and it failed. So what trick do you have? The only trick that she has now is fighting about abortion rights. Donald Trump basically said, I think it should be left to the states, ultimately, because I think it's a state issue, but it's going to depend on what the, you know, what the voters are trying to do. If the voters are arguably saying, you know, the vast majority are for it, or the vast majority are against it, or whatever, and then he's going to align that to the religious bias. And the religious base is very strong for Donald Trump. They're not supporting Kamala Harris. They weren't supporting Joe Biden. So the tone deafness coming from that side is just bizarre to me. I'm sorry. They don't understand. They don't listen to the voice of the voters. And that's the problem. Last election, they did not vote for Joe Biden. They voted against Donald Trump. And the reason they voted against Donald Trump was because of mean tweets, not because of anything around his policies. Bottom line. So Kamala Harris is going to get absolutely smashed if she doesn't course correct and get a clue. Whoever's advising her, and I know I have like one or two senators who listen to the show, somebody needs to get in her ear and help her understand cryptocurrency is what people want right now. And it's the hot button issue. It's the ticket. It's going to be the tiebreaker this time. It's not going to be abortion. It's not going to be guns. It's not going to be any of that. It's going to be the economy and, to a smaller degree, cryptocurrency. Somebody needs to get in her ear and help her understand. If you think it's a criminal currency, I challenge that, because fiat can be used for the same effing crimes. And you know that because you're a freaking past prosecutor. You know what the deal is. You're pandering to people who don't have your best interests at heart. And if you want to beat this man, you need to get a clue and stop creating bias against cryptocurrency, because it's going to cost you the damn election, and you're going to get schooled if you don't course correct.